Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, Payne and Pendergast with you on a Thursday, and it's that time. Action Network, download the free Action Network app so you can follow all your gambling stuff, your lines, your scores, all kinds of great content at the Action Network. And Darren Revell joins us for his weekly visit. Darren, I've been watching your Twitter feed. You've been tweeting like a lot of us about all the crackdown in baseball on putting foreign substances on the baseball. What did you think of Ryan Spader's Michael Corleone Twitter rampage yesterday?
Well, you know, I have great respect for Ryan. He's an outsider. He is not part of the Baseball Writers of America, but he doesn't do it as his full-time job, but he has great passion and he knows a lot of players. And, you know, the fact that he had these specifics on other people cheating and how they cheat, essentially saying that, okay, like everyone, even individuals are cheating. That just suggests like, okay, like what are we doing here? And then you had Scott Boras, the agent, coming out and basically saying like, we can't just undo these things because owners like home runs and steroids have been complicit all along. And obviously Boras concerned with the statistical decline of his players, maybe coming into contract years and how that would affect how teams would pay them.
And I guess, from an Astros fan perspective here in Houston, a lot of people saw that tweet storm that Spader put out yesterday, and they thought, here we go, vindication. And then they realized, nobody's really picking up on this. Nobody's really running with this, and it doesn't feel like there's going to be vindication for the Astros anytime soon. Tell me how this sounds to you. I feel like in any case, whether it's the Astros, whether it's the Patriots with Spygate or Deflategate, the public at large pretty much likes to be able to put everything in a tidy little box psychologically and say, okay, yep, I know that scandal. I'm done with it. I'm moving on. And at any point, if you try to clarify things, they just really have no tolerance for it. So like people like knowing that, yep, okay, the Major League Baseball took care of the sign stealing because the Astros were the bastards, and they're not really interested in learning more about it.
I think it's a general like human condition in the part of society we're in now, where the speed at which things go, and yeah, it takes a lot to go back and open things up and reconsider how you've thought about something. It takes a lot of effort. And yes, so I think that any Astros fans who think there's going to be national vindication sometime soon on the, of course, everyone's cheating train is probably not going to get what they want.
Darren Revell, Action Network, joining us on Sports Radio 6. And by the way, quick mention here, Ryan Spader is actually going to be on with our afternoon guys today at 2:30. And if you missed it, he's on Twitter at Ace of Spader, SPAEDER, and go find his tweet storm from yesterday where he cites about 8 to 10 different instances that he's corroborated from multiple sources when it comes to cheating in baseball. Darren, as far as the crackdown on sticky stuff on the baseballs, what are your thoughts on baseball doing it in season like this? There seems to be a lot of people very upset about the fact that they're doing it in season.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like there's a crisis on their hands. But, you know, I mean, this is let's talk about, I mean, we've talked about it before. I think we talked about it last week. Like, you know, the NFL in the late 70s, early 80s, cracking down on stick'em and then seemingly forgetting how sticky, you know, the new gloves are. Like, I mean, Odell Beckham has great hands, but it's not magic. I mean, there's definitely an assist there, and baseball didn't pay attention to the pitcher side of this. Yeah, you know, the pine tar and obviously the legendary George Brett moment, and it's calmed down since then, but it seems a little bit strange to care about this, especially in mid-season. But you know why this is being done. It's all optics.
It's all optics. And then I suppose, though, too, optics, part of the optics of it is that offense is really, really struggling. And I wonder with baseball, you know, baseball, there's always those old rules about, you know, any assumptions you make in May are going to have you looking like an idiot by August. Maybe baseball had an eye on this, but they wanted to be sure that the offensive drought was for real and that the spin rates and all of that were actually having that great of an effect. But I don't know, Darren. I'm not all that much of a baseball historian or anything or a purist, but I didn't want to see all these no hitters all of a sudden, you know, becoming a thing that's not that big of a deal or see people turned away from the game. I'm okay with it. And if I have to hear Gerrit Cole whine about it a little bit as he continues to have a 2.2 ERA, then so be it.
Listen, I think just from my like biophysics, my little understanding of biophysics and how it works, I think having something directly on a ball is worse from a cheating perspective than taking steroids and having to connect with the ball to hit a home run. You are literally putting something on the ball that, you know, creates a spin or a different move in the natural motion. And so I think to some extent, it's worse than steroids. Maybe I'm wrong. That's just my kind of layman's thought on it. But there's also a problem with the fact that this has not been addressed in any manner, and now it's being addressed in hyper-focus. Let's do this now. Let's get penalties done, and let's take it out of the game.
How much coverage do you think the first inspections are going to get, the ones that we see, and especially the first ejection for something like this? Do you even trust the umpires to administer this thing properly, Darren?
I'm not sure. I think the greatest coverage is going to come in a 3 to 4 month window. So from now until September, say, where there's going to be people like my journalist eye has me thinking, oh, let's just put together some sort of database of guys and how their April through June were and how their July through September were. And then, you know, match it up with their admission or non-admission of using this sticky stuff. It's the same type of thing that we did in the late 90s and early 2000s on steroids.
Yep.
The Brady Andersons, the comparisons, you know, what do the numbers tell us on who might be using this stuff and how much of an advantage they gain?
I'm going to do something, Darren, that just came to me as you were talking about this. That's going to make me one of the largest hypocrites in the world, and it's this: one of the most annoying things in sports is that PGA viewers can call in to the PGA and report rules violations,
yes,
and that they can actually be enacted,
yeah,
in that same,
yeah,
tournament. I hypocritically believe that maybe the answer will be, you know what? have a hotline. If you've got video evidence on your TV of a pitcher going to his bill of his cap or to his glove too often, then send the clip in, and then Major League Baseball will review it in their headquarters.
Make it easy to spot the cheaters.
Yeah, yeah. So like everybody, Big Brother is everybody out there. Yeah.
And if you actually affect the change, you get a year's supply of Cracker Jacks.
Spider Tack.
Darren Revelle, Action Network, joining us. Hey, Darren, is the gambling community, the sports books, are they making any adjustments with the enactment of these rules on the sticky stuff, knowing that a big reason they're doing it, you mentioned optics, but also the fact that the batting average, cumulative batting average, has never been lower in baseball than it is right now. Are books really taking a look at this, going, man, we might need to tack on a half run a game, something like that?
No, I think what they're doing is they're just going to aggregate the data as fast as they can. So when they think they have a body of work that, you know, is clear, then they're going to, you know, just like they do everything, each book has their own formula that they come up with things. And, you know, I think that they're just going to figure out, you know, what it is by just inputting data, and as it builds, it will be kind of machine learning.
That makes sense. Darren Revelle joining us, Action Network. Download the free Action Network app. Darren, congrats on your hit on your live wager on the Atlanta Hawks last night. Although if you had money lined it, you probably wouldn't be talking to us. You'd be on an island somewhere.
I had no consideration to money line it. I had absolutely no consideration. I felt Embiid was going to play less. They were down by 22 at the time, and I just felt like there was a natural run in there. Yeah. But you know, there was no way I thought the Hawks were going
to
win.
You were right. There was a natural run all the way to winning the basketball game.
That was wild.
Download.
Yeah, I did figure it out. I would have won $4,000 on a $200 bet.
Not bad.
I bet that they were going
to
win.
Now, so. Honestly, I know it ended up happening. 20-1 doesn't feel like great value if you want to know, you know, on something like that. I know it happened, but that does not feel like it would happen one out of 20 times.
Yes, agreed.
Yep. Darren Revelle, you can get him on Twitter at Darren Revelle, Action Network. Download the app, actionnetwork.com. Darren's got some great content there. Hey, Darren, we always appreciate the time. We'll do it again next week.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Darren Revelle. Good stuff.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.